Welcome to a special edition of the Success in Trucking podcast. As always, our podcast is powered by ES. On September 13th, ES President Jason Williams had the honor of serving as the first guest when the Dave Nemo Show on Sirius XM's Road Dog Trucking Radio began its special coverage of National Truck Driver Appreciation Week with a series of feature interviews. This edition of the podcast will bring you a replay of Jason's most recent conversation with Dave. As our longtime podcast listeners might recall, Jason spent some time talking with Dave last September during National Truck Driver Appreciation Week. For our podcast listeners who have been in the trucking industry for a while, you probably know that Dave's career, which now spans more than 50 years of hosting radio shows that speak directly to professional drivers, has made Dave a legend in both radio and in trucking. Just a reminder, the Dave Nemo Show can be heard each morning from 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. Eastern Time on SiriusXM's Road Dog Trucking Radio Channel 146. As we mentioned earlier, Dave and the Radio Nemo team welcomed Jason to the program on September 13th for an interview that highlighted the comprehensive programs and opportunities that ES makes available for professional drivers and aspiring business owners. During the conversation, you can hear the high level of care and appreciation that Jason and the entire ES team have for professional drivers and entrepreneurs working to build small businesses in trucking. Now let's go to the Radio Nemo interview from September 13th with Jason Williams, the president of ES. And we begin with the radio ad that ES produced for National Truck Driver Appreciation Week, featuring Leah Shaver, a Road Dog Trucking radio host on SiriusXM.
Hi, Leah Shaver here, sharing sunshine and mega appreciation for professional truck drivers. I'm hanging out in Memphis with my friends at Expediter Services and the ES community, a place where driver appreciation happens 24/7, 365. If you're interested in owning your own truck and starting your own trucking business, ES offers the programs and the support you'll need to find your success in trucking. To learn more, visit successintrucking.com. That's successintrucking.com.
Yes, indeed, and that's a very timely message because it's almost time to talk with Jason Williams, the co-founder and president of Expediter Services, on this National Truck Driver Appreciation Week. And we'll talk with Jason here in just a little bit. Right now, it's coming up on 7 o'clock in the Central Zone.
You're listening to SiriusXM Radio. You're listening to SiriusXM.
Live from the American Gulf Coast, it's the Dave Nemo Show.
Well, it's National Truck Driver Appreciation Week, and we have all kinds of folks from all areas of trucking joining us this week to express appreciation and thanks for what you're doing out on the road, what you continue to do through thick and thin. And boy, I don't know which is worse. It's like, well, let's see, thick is the rock and thin is the hard place. Is that how that works? Sometimes I think it is. Jason Williams is joining us. He's the co-founder and president of Expediter Services. We are really looking forward to learning a little bit more about the company, Jason. And good morning and happy NTDAW.
Good morning to you, Dave, and thank you for having us.
Indeed. When folks go to your website, successintrucking.com, and we just heard Leah talking about you guys there, hanging out with you, you'll look at all sorts of things there, and the link to the Facebook page is there, the contact sheet. But if you go to the About drop-down menu and click on History, and you can meet the whole team there, too, for that matter, take a look at the history. The timeline begins back in 2006. What do you had, about four or five trucks at that time, huh, Jason?
Yes, sir. When we got started, we had a truck and an idea, and that was about it, and not much of anything to get this thing started with, for sure.
Yeah, what were you guys thinking at the time? I mean, were you looking to next month, next year? How far down that timeline did you guys envision, and did you ever envision that things would grow so fast and that you would be able to offer so many more services now than ever before? It's really remarkable growth. Could you even anticipate something like that?
We anticipated growth, but not in the direction that the company took. When we came into the industry at first, we knew that there was not a corporate provider of capacity to these non-asset-based motor carriers. We had the intention of being a capacity provider to the FedExes and Panthers and people like that of the industry. But very quickly, Dave, it became obvious that the drivers in the industry needed the support more so than the motor carriers did, and that the best way to help the industry was to create opportunities for those drivers to start their own small businesses and get started driving. And so the growth came, but in a much different way than we anticipated.
Gotcha. Okay, you've got trucks, and then you have truck drivers. You have the human element, you have the, call it the mechanical or the tech element. You could have gone in the tech direction, but you chose to go on the human side of the direction, which is one of the reasons why we're so happy to have you kick off this week here on the program.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. It became very obvious early in the company's history that the people within the industry, the drivers, the owner-operators, that they were lagging behind the industry as far as services and opportunity and access to just good tools, things to help them become profitable. So we really focused in on that side, and it fit a niche for how we operate. It really helped us do the things we wanted to do anyway, how we think as individuals, environment of the company. It just really solidified what we wanted to be once we started servicing the individual in the truck versus focusing on the motor carrier or on shippers and receivers.
Mm-hmm. Understood. I think it's pretty obvious that's the way we approach here too, going back to the days of Charlie Douglas. It's always been about the driver. Yeah, the trucks and the trailers and the tires and the fuel and blah, blah, blah. It's very important, don't get me wrong, but we center in on the human side, which is something that I want to bring up here with you to kind of lead us into a year that looks to me like it's a pinnacle year for ES, success in trucking. The year is 2012. You start the Path to Ownership, the Never Stand Alone program, the Circle of Success, and then you go with other services that really everybody needs, and you've got them here all at the same time for everybody now, management services, insurance, that sort of thing. Again, all of these titles for these programs, it all basically points, again, right to that human being standing outside of that truck. Path to Ownership, Never Stand Alone. That really points out your commitment to the human element in trucking.
It does. Those are real intense for us. And again, we were kind of pulled in that direction. We had lots of really successful drivers early in the history of the company who were leasing or renting a truck from us. And they began to ask, as they went out on their own, could they participate in things we were doing? And at first, it was kind of an odd thought to us, and we weren't sure how to make that happen. But we went to our vendors, and we have a wonderful vendor network, from truck to financing to fuel shop tires. So we went to that group and we said, guys, look, we have a very successful group of individuals here who would like to continue to do business with you. But we don't want them to have to be out there on their own, one person at a time, and being priced and rated for just doing business as a single truck. We would like them to be able to participate in our buying power. At that time, we had grown a fairly large fleet. So the vendors came together and they said, you know what, let's give this a try. We think we can make this work. And it took a lot of trial and error, some pain and suffering on everybody's parts to pull that together. But now one person can come in and operate, and they can be a part of something that's very large, and it allows them to have a lot of access to just buying power and leverage within the industry to, again, drive profits through to their business and help stabilize them. Even when you think through the years we've been through the last 18 months or so, being able to represent with banks and make sure people get deferment of payments or interest only, just things that help a business, a large business, can do. You just recognize that these drivers need this. These small businesses need this. These small fleet owners need this. It works. I tell you what, Dave, what's amazing is that even though our clients are scattered all through the industry and there are multiple motor carriers, they do tend to act like one group. They come together. They kind of let us know what type of trucks they're looking for, what kind of financing they're looking for the upcoming year, what type of services they're needing. And when we bring it to the table, they show up and they buy, and those vendors get rewarded for doing a good job. So it's a really neat community, and it works.
Yes, so the ultimate B2B model, in a sense, when you think about it.
Absolutely. And that's one thing that's difficult at times. Independent contractors, they're independent, not just in name, they're independent in nature. Most of our families here within the business were farmers, and so we understand the mindset of very much so wanting to control your own day's work and your own clock and your own schedule. But the little tweak that this community has on it, that each individual is brought, is that even though individuals, they run in separate businesses, they have bought into the idea that they do need to be a part of a community. They make the community work. It's not us. They're the ones who make it work. When a vendor gets aggressive, they reward the vendor, and then the vendor comes back and can get more aggressive. Definitely, it's a work in progress, but everybody's participating in it. The individuals in the community is what makes it work. Our name's on it, our brand is on it, but without each individual, we don't have a community. We have a single company, and then obviously it means something totally different for every other person out there.
Indeed. Well, something is working, but it's kind of working against us. It's that clock as usual. Jason, we're out of time, but I want to thank you so much for being part of this special week here at Radio Nemo and point folks to your direction. And the website is just simply called SuccessInTrucking.com.
That's trucking industry radio legend Dave Nemo and his interview with Jason Williams, the president of Expediter Services. For those of you who listen to Sirius XM, remember that the Dave Nemo radio show can be heard each morning from 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. Eastern Time on Sirius XM's Road Dog Trucking Radio Channel 146. Once again, ES and the Success in Trucking podcast would like to thank the team at Radio Nemo Productions and Sirius XM's Road Dog Trucking Radio for making this replay of Jason's interview available to our podcast listeners. Thanks again for joining us on the Success in Trucking podcast, powered by ES. As always, ES wishes you the best for continued safe travels and good health as you work to keep the American economy on the move.